Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Quite a few people sent me this story. William, Arlie, Matthew, Karen, and Keith both sent it. From AutoEvolution.com, the headline is, Devious Chevrolet Dealer Surprises C8 Corvette Buyer with a $10,000 Markup. A surprise $10,000 markup. And you wonder how that works out. It looks like Mircea Panate wrote the article, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name. Back in August of 2019, Anthony Caruso agreed to buy a C8 Corvette through a Chevrolet dealership for the princely sum of $85,805. $85,805. So a certain poetry to that. So more than a year after signing the purchase agreement and putting up a $1,000 deposit, the sales manager called him and said that his car was ready to be picked up. Of course, the C8 is the new mid-engine Corvette. I say new, although I realize it's been out for a little while now, but it's a very, very cool car. I'm not a real Corvette guy, but I admit that of all the Corvettes that have come out lately, that's the one I like the most. And someone even sent me a model of one to let me know that there's people who like Corvettes in the audience. So before he went to the dealership to take delivery with a friend, his friend, who has a judicial background, suggested calling the dealership to confirm the final price, you know, the old out-the-door price, including things like, oh, I don't know, DMV fees, taxes, and so on. But you want to know what's the bottom number, what's the exact number, what's the exact dollar I'm going to be paying you when I show up. So remember, the purchase price is $85,805, and he put up $1,000. So they quoted him a price of $93,000. $93,000. So when he asked what the discrepancy was, that is, one number was different than the other, he was told that it included a $10,000 markup that was not on his purchase agreement. So the purchase agreement, as you might guess, is an agreement to make a purchase, but it's an agreement between two parties. That is the buyer and the seller. So the seller and the buyer sit down and haggle out an agreement. That would be the purchase agreement. Now, most dealerships have got pre-printed purchase agreements, and that document is supplied by the seller, the dealership, and it includes all the terms of the purchase. So when you put money down, that should lock in, you would think, the terms on that agreement, and that agreement would become then enforceable. So he wrote on the Facebook group, C8 Corvette Owners, I was a little puzzled. The sales manager agreed on the $93,000 math, but then said there's a $10,000 markup if you want the car today, or you can order another one and we'll get you that one in a year or two. Now, his friend says that's not how it goes down. Remember, his friend has some kind of judicial background. And now, I don't know what he means by judicial background. Is the man an actual judge? Was he a judge? Or does he spend a lot of time in front of judges? Because that's not necessarily the same thing. Although I've met some guys who spent so much time in court, they could be attorneys, but they aren't. And Anthony wrote, because my guy hates extortion, his friend suggested that this is not how it should go down. It turns out there's also an ad online showing the exact same vehicle for sale on the internet for $105,000. And the question is, how are they advertising his car for sale when he has a purchase agreement that lists that he's already agreed to buy it? So here's the quote. They had it up on their site with MSRP since when it was in transit in September. I emailed them expressing interest using a different email than the one they have. And he goes, I have about 8 different emails from companies I own. He goes, I get an email that the car was sold to the person that ordered it last year. So I replied that, yes, the car was ordered by me. They immediately then took down the ad. So he says that the author here says that is indeed quite an obvious red flag. So now this is the author of the article writing for AutoEvolution.com. Considering what's listed in the purchase agreement from August 2019 and that the $1,000 deposit check states that the agreed upon price is $85,805, that the dealership will most likely lose this case if both parties go to court. Now, you might say, Steve, that sounds like a great story. Just end and stop talking. It's not how this works for a variety of reasons. We do not know what state this is taking place in. And I see a couple towns mentioned, but I also see some things that appear to be confusing. So I don't know what state this is taking place in. Having said that, the purchase agreement in many states would be considered a binding contract, except that many dealerships actually put language on them that says this is not a binding contract if they put in a bunch of contingencies to protect themselves. So they can say things like if the MSRP changes, like if your car hasn't been built yet, and if the MSRP changes, we've got the right to change that one item. And you say, well, Steve, that makes sense, but that didn't happen here. Well, I don't know what other contingencies they may have built into their purchase agreement. I can tell you that so many of the documents that are created by sellers, car dealerships, RV dealerships, and so on, often have all kinds of escape clauses built into them to protect them from anything that they don't want to do. And so when the C8 Corvette came out, there were more people who wanted them than would be available in the near future. So they could get a premium on them. Some dealerships didn't quite realize how much of a premium they could get, though. And this has happened before. It happened when the T-Birds came out. Remember the new T-Birds that came out? This is, I know, a while back, but a decade or two ago. When those things first came out, when they first showed them to the public, people ran to Ford dealerships and put down deposits. And then later on, some dealerships realized, wait a second, with all that attention, we probably could have asked for more money. And I remember lawsuits being filed here in Michigan against dealerships that would not abide by a purchase agreement that they had drafted and presented to the buyer and said, here, sign this. The buyer signs it. Dealership goes, oh, we don't have to honor that. And now here's the problem, because this one here says the dealership will most likely lose if both parties go to court. It's not that clear cut, and here's why. In most states in America, in a simple contract action, that is, you and I enter into a contract. One of us alleges that the other party breached the contract. The other party says, didn't breach it. You're on your own, or I'll see you in court. So you go to court. Litigation ensues. And at the end of the litigation, a court rules and said, yes, contract was breached. No, contract was not breached. To get to that point, if you hire attorneys, costs you thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars, or on a very complicated case, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've heard of contract cases between huge corporations over complex issues that have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. In America, in most states, in a simple contract action, the parties bear their own legal costs. Bear, B-E-A-R, to carry. You bear your own legal costs. And the reason that is because we follow what's called the American rule. And I have all kinds of viewers in other countries who go, Steve, that's insane. Yes, it is insane, but it is the American rule. I'm not going to sit here and explain to you the rationale behind it or say that I agree with it. I'm simply pointing this out. So if you and I are involved in a contract and you allege that I breached the contract and you allege that I breached it for $5,000 in damage to you, I would say see you in court. It's going to cost you $5,000 to get an attorney to take the case. So the best you can do is sue me and win and take the winnings and pay off your attorney. Who wins then? Nobody. Nobody. And people know this. And car dealerships know this. And so that's one of the reasons that people call my office and say, Steve, I got ripped off. And they can explain the whole process to me. And I say, well, yes, you appear to have gotten ripped off. But to get your money back, it's going to cost you money. People go, that's not fair. I said, no, it's not. In Michigan, we used to have a thing called the Consumer Protection Act that said if you were a consumer, you got ripped off by a merchant and you sued them and won, they'd pay your attorney fees and court costs. And that law got overturned by our Michigan Supreme Court. And that's a whole other story. So some states do have statutes similar to that to protect consumers. It's often called an Unfair and Deceptive Trade Practices Act, a UDTPA. So California, I believe, has one. Michigan had one, but it's not effective anymore. Some states don't have anything at all like it. Nothing, zero. So that if you have a contract action, simple contract action, and you want to sue somebody, you have to ask yourself, is it worth the cost of pursuing this, hoping I'll win? Because if I win, will I win enough to pay back my attorney fees? So getting back to the devious Chevrolet dealer who surprised the C8 Corvette buyer with a $10,000 markup out of AutoEvolution.com, depends. Are they in a state that has a UDTPA that allows for the recovery of attorney fees and court costs? If not, the dealership might just say, see you in court. See you in court. Now, there is, of course, the other alternative. Some of you are already thinking this. Social media. So right now, the story is on AutoEvolution.com. Apparently, it's also on the C8 Corvette owner's page on Facebook, and other people are out there talking about this. And that dealership might decide it's not worth the $10,000 to keep pushing this issue. It might not be for them. So there might be a way around that. But I'm an attorney, not a social media guru. Although I'm also I am an influencer. A very small influence. So getting back to the final sentence of the article, the Chevrolet dealership will most likely lose this case if both parties go to court. I'm not sure how likely that is if you consider winning and losing. Who walks out of the courthouse smiling? Because they both might lose. Again, devious Chevrolet dealer surprises C8 Corvette buyer with $10,000 markup. We don't know what's going to happen, but we will somewhere. And if I do find out, I will pass it along. From AutoEvolution.com, and it came from William, Arlie, Matthew, Keith, and Karen. Karen, thank you very much. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Don't confuse your Google search with a law degree.